Thanks for joining me today. And this week we find ourselves back in the Gospel of John, the fourth book of the Bible's New Testament. And yesterday we met a man in the text named John, and we read this about him in John 1, verse 7. John came as a witness to testify about the light. We then explored the meaning of the words witness and testify, and we identified the light as Jesus Christ. John came as a witness to testify about Jesus Christ. And you can go back and listen to yesterday's podcast to get the details, but in summary, witness and testify means that John will give us facts on Jesus, not opinions. The use of these words indicate facts, not opinions, so that what John, the man sent from God, is saying about Jesus is fact. It's not just his personal idea or opinion of who Jesus is. What he will say about the Lord is factual and completely accurate. And this is important because God has not left himself without a witness who testifies about him in the world. God sends witnesses to us to testify about himself. And that's crucial to know because we, today, require witnesses in order that we will believe in Jesus, in order that we will believe in God. This provision for us from God tells us a lot about his nature and his character. God communicates to us through the testimony of human beings who God is. Today, I want to spend the remainder of our time sharing with you some insights into who John is. Since this man John is going to serve as our witness to Jesus, then we need to know how credible this witness actually is. In a court of law, the only good witness is a credible witness. Is John credible? Yes. Actually, he's rather incredible. So let me tell you about this man, John. Here are eight elements in the character of John that we will read about in his biblical bio. As part of this, I'll be directing you to other scriptures outside the book of John, and will not be able to get to all eight today, so plan to be back with me tomorrow at this same time for the others. I may even have to carry this into Friday. We'll see. Let me also preface this by saying that I have a reason for why I want you to know the following about John. So you should not hear the following as some sort of list that I'm just checking off. Each insight is valuable, and together they form the spiritual DNA of the man. And this will have bearing on what John then does as we proceed in our reading of this chapter. Furthermore, listen for God in the following. Hear how intentional God is about sending just the right witness to testify at just the right time. Okay, let's begin. The first element in the character of John is found in his name. His full name distinguishes his ministry. This man, John, is John the Baptist. Do not get confused. The writer of the book of John that we're reading together is a different person than this John mentioned in verse 6 and following. Now, as soon as you read John chapter 1, this will be obvious to you. The reality of two different men, both named John, is not hidden in the passage. But you may not be near your Bible now, or you may not have read the text. So get this on your mind. The John I'm telling you about now is John the Baptist. And why do we call him the Baptist? We do this for three primary reasons. First, all of the other Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, give him the full name. When you read the other Gospels, you'll see that he's called John the Baptist. Second, the Baptist distinguishes him from the author and apostle John. John was a popular New Testament name, and so how do you tell the difference between one John and another John? You give one the name the Baptist. And third, he's named the Baptist because this was his signature ministry, baptizing new believers. We can call him John the Baptizer, if that's helpful to you. And as we shall soon see, this John definitely baptizes. In fact, listen to this. John will baptize Jesus. The true story is also told in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So that's the first element. The character of John is found in his name. His full name distinguishes his ministry. He is the Baptist. Second, please notice that he was sent from God. Let me reread John chapter 1 and verse 6. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. This speaks to the point I was making yesterday. God intentionally and purposefully sends his witnesses out into the world to testify about Jesus Christ. John is such a witness. And how do we know that God sent him? Well, you say, the writer John said it, and that's good enough for me. Fair enough. But that phrase, "there came a man sent from God," is loaded with meaning. Here, I want to give you three further insights. Now remember, the big element is that John is sent from God. Here are three points that support that reality. First, John's roots are actually far back in the wisdom and the design of God found in the Old Testament. The prophets, whom God also sent, predicted or prophesied of John. Let me read to you one example. The prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 40, verse 3. A voice is calling, "Clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God." This is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. When we come to the New Testament, Matthew makes it clear this voice is John. Referring to John, Matthew chapter 3 and verse 3 says, "For this is the one referred to by Isaiah the prophet when he said, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" Second, the miraculous conception and birth of John proves that God sent him. John's mother, Elizabeth, was old and she was barren. She was unable to have children. That is, until an angel appeared to Zacharias, the husband of Elizabeth, and said that John would be born to them. And sure enough, here's John. Notice on this point that barrenness and old age are no obstacles for God to accomplish what is within his will and wisdom to accomplish. God easily gets what God wants. And why is it that we still so often find it shocking that with God all things are possible? God wanted John to be his witness, and so John experiences a miraculous birth. And then, let me give you this as support that John was sent from God. The angel who appeared to Zacharias said plainly that John will go as a forerunner. John will go ahead of, John will come before Christ and make ready a people prepared for the Lord. The angel delivers the same message about John that Isaiah had given long before. This is the life God designed for John the Baptist. It is prophesied in the Old and New Testaments and then becomes a reality. Late in Luke chapter 1, the Holy Spirit fills Zacharias so that he prophesies this about his own son John. "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord and prepare his ways." And finally, John was sent from God because God decided when John should begin his public ministry as the one who prepared the way for Jesus. At just the right time, John the Baptist will leave the deserts where he's been living and he will come to the public. And that is what we read about in John chapter 1, verse 6. "There came a man sent from God whose name was John." Okay, my essential element in the character of John is that he is sent from God, and I've given you three supporting reasons. I'm giving these to you quickly. If you want to know more about all that I've just said, do yourself a huge favor and read Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, I encourage you to do so today. But for now, let's move on to the third element in the character of John the Baptist. The first thing that's true about John is that he is the Baptist. The second thing that's true about John is that he was sent from God. And third, John the Baptist was a prophet. John was predicted by the Old Testament prophets, and John the Baptist is himself a prophet. Now this, my friends, could well take me deep down into detail, such that you would wonder, where did he go? Oh, the days we could spend on this. Much can be said about prophets and prophecy as the Bible defines this ministry, and yet we've got to move on. So let me pick up on an excellent definition by John MacArthur and Richard Mayhew, given the prophet's message over in their new and necessary tome, Biblical Doctrine. I'm going to amend it a little for our purposes. Prophecy is, I'm quoting now, "the authoritative speaking on behalf of God. the infallible declaration of divine revelation, often, but not restricted to predicting what will come to pass. Now, I say that to say this. John the Baptist was a prophet because this is what he did regarding Christ. He was an authoritative voice speaking on behalf of God. He declared that Jesus is God, and he accurately predicted what Jesus will do in the future. John the Baptist was a prophet because this is what he did regarding Jesus Christ. He was an authoritative voice speaking on behalf of God. He declared that Jesus is God, and he accurately predicted what Jesus will do in the future. John the Baptist is a prophet. He was predicted by the Old Testament prophets, and he himself is a prophet. What's so amazing about John is that he lived to see Jesus, the one he prophesied about. None of the other Old Testament prophets had this amazing privilege. And we're going to pick up on this straight away tomorrow. But we need to soon stop here for today. We're going to return to these eight elements in the character of John the Baptist. But as we end today, let me just say this. Do you see now how intentional God is about sending just the right witness to testify at just the right time? God is purposeful. God is purposeful. He sets in motion the life of John, and he builds into this life certain elements of character necessary for John the Baptist to fulfill his God-given mission. Now, we're off to a great start, and there will be more tomorrow. So be back with me if you would, as we continue to learn together through the prophet John the Baptist, who God is.